A Prayer for Sovereign Mercy by Alistair Begg. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Psalm 86:5. Here is sovereign mercy. I will send down the showers in their season. Is it not sovereign, divine mercy? For who can say, I will send down showers, except God? There is only one voice that can speak to the clouds and bid them send the rain. Who sends down the rain upon the earth? Who scatters the showers upon the green herb? Do not I, the Lord? So grace is the gift of God, and it is not to be created by man. It is also needed grace. What would the ground do without showers? You may break the clods, you may sow your seeds, but what can you do without the rain? Just as absolutely needful is the divine blessing, you work in vain until God then bestows the shower and sends salvation down. Then it is plenteous grace. I will send down the showers. It does not say, I will send down drops, but showers. So it is with grace. If God gives a blessing, he usually gives it in such a measure that there is not room enough to receive it. Plenteous grace. We need plenteous grace to keep us humble, to make us prayerful, to make us holy. Plenteous grace to make us zealous, to preserve us through this life, and at last to land us in heaven. We cannot do without saturating showers of grace. Again, it is seasonable grace. I will cause the shower to come down in their season. What is your season this morning? Is it the season of drought? Then that is the season for showers. Is it a season of great heaviness and black clouds? Then that is the season for showers. As your days, so shall your strength be. Lord, we praise you for your grace. By you, we are raised out of the muck and mire to find a new home in your kingdom. There will come moments in our lives when all we can do is call on you. We thirst for your mercy, Lord. Please hear our prayer. Amen.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.